We thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing another Real Truth broadcast with you. This broadcast service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. Wherever you are listening to this international broadcast, this is Alvin A. Craig, and we welcome you. Our Heavenly Father, we are truly thankful for the privilege of presenting your gospel to this precious people today. We are thankful for everyone that is in our congregation, and we're trusting that you'll use us and use our broadcast to make it a blessing to each heart. Now, Father, we pray for our congregation, for we know there are those who have burdens and cares and concern, and we know that you care for them, and you've told us to cast all of our care upon you. So bless our precious congregation today. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. We do thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing the Way of Truth broadcasts with you from week to week, and it is our prayer that it is being a blessing to your heart. And we would be thankful if you would take time to write and let us know. We will give you our mailing address at the close of our broadcast today, and if you would take time to write and let us know that you hear and appreciate our broadcast, we would appreciate it. And if you would give us the call letters of the station over which you hear our program, we would also be thankful for that.
I found a refuge now from every sorrow.
The title of our thoughts today is, Why Should I Change My Religion? Our text of Scripture is found in Acts chapter 17, beginning with verse 22. Then Paul stood in the midst of Mars Hill and said, Ye men of Athens, I perceive that in all things you are too religious. For as I passed by and beheld your devotions, I found an altar with this inscription, To the unknown God. Whom therefore ye ignorantly worship, him declare I unto you. God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is the Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands, neither is worshipped with men's hands, as though he needed anything, seeing he giveth to all life and breath and all things, and hath made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on the face of the earth, and hath determined the times beforehand appointed and the bounds of their habitation, that they should seek the Lord, if haply they might feel after him and find him, though he be not far from every one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being, as certain also of your own poets have said, For we are all also his offspring. For as much then as we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think that the Godhead is like unto gold or silver or stone graven by our man's devices. And the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent, because he hath appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men, in that he hath raised him from the dead. That's reading down through verse 31. And then in connection with this, I'd like to read Jude chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and to exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. For there are certain men crept in unawares, who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, in regard to our title, Why Should I Change My Religion? This, of course, does not apply to anyone who is already established in the truth of the gospel. This is talking about something else. As we journey along, you'll see what I mean. Paul comes to the city of Athens, and he finds much idol worship there. They had 12 main gods and some minor ones. It is said they had 3,000 religious statues in the city of Athens. He gains the audience of some of the people of Athens, and he tells them they are very religious. However, he tells them that they are very religiously wrong. They were worshiping idols made with hands when God is not worshiped that way. They were worshiping in idolatrous temples, but God is not dwelling in physical or literal temples. So Paul tells them to repent, for a time of judgment was coming. In the essence, He tells them they need to change their religion. Now, why do some people change their religion today? Some people change their religion because they are bored and want something new. Some change their religion to maintain relationships. And some change their religion because they have been offended where they were going. None of these reasons are proper reason for changing your religion. I say none of these reasons that I've just mentioned are reasons or proper reasons for changing your religion. Now, before we consider some of the religions that are found in the world, I'd like for you to look with me in the book of Galatians, chapter 1, and I'll read verses 6 through 9. I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which you have which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we said before, so I say again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed. Paul then explains that those who teach different doctrines are accursed, and we should change our religion if our religion is teaching some other doctrine other than the gospel of Jesus Christ or the Word of God teaches them. We should change our religion if it teaches a different moral standard than the Bible. When morality dies, so does one's society. Righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people, so we read in the book of Proverbs. Now, let us look at 1 Corinthians chapter 6, and I want to read verses 9 and 10. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind. And let me stop here for a moment and say that most commentators refer to this statement as referring to homosexuals, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind. Now, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. And we read also, again in the book of Galatians, we read here in Galatians chapter 5 and verses 19 through 21. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. How many religions are compromising on the issues of homosexuality and other things that I have read today? Adultery and fornication is allowed to go on in some religious organization today. On people living together, not married. On gambling or drunkenness. On defiling the body with tobacco. and about alcoholic drinks? And what about the issue of lying and stealing and covetousness? And if your religion teaches a different moral standard than the Word of God, you need to change your religion. And I have just read a number of things that some religious organizations have compromised on and are accepting in their midst. So I say again, if your religion does not teach the moral standard that the Word of God teaches, then you need to change your religion. What about worship? Is worship important? Jesus said the Father seeks those who will worship Him in spirit and in truth. Jesus also said, "You hypocrites, well did Isaiah prophesy of you, saying, this people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth, and honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men." That's Matthew chapter 15, beginning with verse 7. So any religion that is worshiping in vain is a religion that you should forsake and you should change. The church prayed, the church studied the word, the church gave on the first day of the week, the church sang praises to God, the church did not have a rock band in their services, the church did not teach dancing in the spirit, they did not turn their houses of worship into dance halls. So worship is important. God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. Jesus, in talking to the woman there at the well in Samaria, she said, "Our fathers worship in this mountain." And she was talking about, there were two mountains there. One was known as the Mountain of Blessing, and the other was known as the Mount of Cursing. And there on the Mount of Blessing, the Samaritans had built a temple, and they were worshiping there. And that's what this woman was talking about when she said to Jesus, "Our fathers worship in this mountain, but you Jews, you say Jerusalem is the place to worship." And Jesus said, "Woman, the time is coming, and now is, when they that worship the Father must worship Him in spirit and in truth. For God seeketh such to worship Him as worship Him in spirit and in truth." You've got to have the right spirit, and you've got to know the truth to be able to worship God in spirit and in truth. Now I say the church did not teach church joining. No, the church did not teach church joining. The church taught salvation from a life of sin, and that salvation made you a member of the true church, praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. The church did not teach that you sin more or less every day in word, deed, and thought. No, the church taught, that is, I'm talking about the true church, taught that you must live a life free from sin. The Bible teaches us that they that commit sin are of the devil. They that are born of God doth not commit sin. Paul said in the Roman letter 6, "Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein?" Later on in that chapter, Paul said that whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. Now, beloved, the church did not teach there was more than one way to have eternal life. I've realized and I've heard that there are some churches today claiming to be Christian that teach that there is more than one way to go to heaven. There is one God, and there is one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, 1 Timothy 2 and 5. Jesus taught that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in His name unto all nations. Jesus taught that the kingdom of God was a present reality. The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel. Mark chapter 1 and verse 15. Jesus also declared, as recorded in Luke chapter 16 and verse 16, the law and the prophets were until John. Since that time, the kingdom of God is preached, and every man presseth into it. The church, and I'm talking about the early morning church, the church did not teach a seven-year rapture. It did not teach a literal kingdom of 1,000 years here on earth. The church did not teach that Jesus Christ was coming back to this earth, establishing his headquarters in Jerusalem. No, the church did not teach that. Paul said in Colossians 1 and 18 that Christ is the head of the body, the church. So Christ is the head of the church, and Christ is the governor of the church. So again, I say the church did not teach that we sin more or less every day. The church did not teach church joining. The church taught that we are to die to sin and be made alive in Christ. Jesus said, if you die in your sins, where I am, there you cannot come. We have a hymn in our songbook says, heaven is a holy place, filled with glory and with grace. Sin can never enter there. You may live in sin below, heaven's grace refuse to know, but sin will stop you at the door and bar you out forevermore. Again, Jesus said, if you die in your sins, where I am, there you cannot come. There are reasons why some should change their religion. It does make a difference what we believe. What we believe makes us what we are. Now, this message is not intended to condemn, but to enlighten. For Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. That's John chapter 14 and verse 6. So there is no other way. Now, again, I'm not preaching this to condemn anybody, but to enlighten. There is no other way to heaven. There is no way to have eternal life except Jesus Christ. Again, let me read this verse of Scripture, John 14 and 6. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. So the only way that we can come to the Father and be forgiven of our sins is through the Lord Jesus Christ. There were three men that were crucified on the cross that day, and Jesus was in the middle one, or middle of the two. And the other two died, yes, but their blood availed nothing as far as our salvation is concerned. It's the man on the middle cross that shed his life's blood, that gave his life, so that we could have eternal life. And there is no other way to have Christ than to have Christ. And there's no other way to have eternal life and to make heaven your home but through the Lord Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we pray that you will bless these thoughts to our precious congregation today. May the Holy Spirit bear witness to the truth and to the scriptures that we have given this precious people, and may they be willing to accept what you have said in your word. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. It's been a privilege to share another Way of Truth broadcast with you, and we do trust. We've given you quite a few scriptures, along with some thoughts to go with them, and we trust that they have been a blessing to you. So, we would be happy to hear from you and know that our broadcast is a blessing. And our mailing address is The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. That's The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our fax number is 301 301-739-7173. 301-739-7173, our fax number, and our email address is truth@fred.net. truth@fred.net. Our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. Again, I remind you that on our webpage, you can read our monthly Way of Truth magazine. And we have an archive there of past broadcasts that you can listen to if you've missed any or like to hear one over. We also have an archive of our church services. And we invite you to be with us if possible. Our broadcast services begin at 11 o'clock, or 20 minutes before 11 on Sunday morning and Sunday evening at 6. And our midweek service Wednesday evening at 7. Again, our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. And now this is Alvin A. Craig. We thank you for being with us on our broadcast today, and we invite you to tune in the station next week when, again, the Lord willing, we'll be bringing you the Way of Truth broadcast. Until then, may the Lord's blessings abide.